Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 1, Dungeon World, Season 1, Episode 1. A couple of quick notes about this recording. First of all, sorry about the distortion and the jumps. I recorded this on my cell phone. It was mostly for my own personal use, but hey, I figured I'd put a little polish on it and release it out there to the world at some point in the future. Second of all, the ranger was unable to speak for part of the evening due to a medical condition, so if you hear us kind of talking for her, that's why. Anyway, enjoy the show.
That being said, let's start... Let's start with just a little bit of sort of general background to catch everybody up on what the heck is going on, has gone on so far. So... when we first began playing this game, Omar and Aziz were in a dungeon. That is how this all started.
Who is Omar?
Oh yeah.
Well, I am Omar.
Perhaps
that would be me.
So, Omar, introduce yourself. Describe yourself to the group.
I am Omar the Thief. I'm a halfling. I got some criminal eyes. I keep a hood up all the time. I wear dark clothes and I'm pretty lithe. I got a dancer's body.
Incidentally, like if you hear somebody that you think you should have a bond with of some kind, this would be a fill them in, especially new guys. You in particular may for sure have a past because the two of you used to be members of the same Thieves Guild.
Yeah, we got a little something cooking here, bud.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Thieves Guild?
Yes, you were part of the Thieves Guild, by the way. You're an ex-part of the Thieves Guild.
Galadir is here.
Okay. It doesn't. You just are.
Oh.
Well, see, here's the deal. Since he picked Shinobi... he's been cast out from the Thieves Guild.
I told him he was ex-Thieves Guild.
Right, yeah. He's former, but you have that history. So, Aziz, who are you again?
I am a
druid. You write your own bonds at the bottom?
I have haunting eyes, braided hair, and weathered hides for armor.
Weathered hides.
I am very good at turning into different things that come from the Arctic. That all end up being white.
Of all things.
Narwhal.
I am also very good at becoming ascended into a wall.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
All right,
that was me.
So Omar and Aziz began this diving through a dungeon. During their escapades, they ran across some traps. They ran across some unliving servants left behind. They ran into some brownies. Who just happened to be operating a colossus, like the guys inside a giant bot, Omar managed to single-handedly take down. It was actually pretty epic.
Dove through the eyeball.
What
he did, he dove through the eyeball.
You
okay,
were chasing
you helped.
The wizard guy.
Yeah, then you went chasing the wizard.
Yeah, you were at the quest for knowledge.
So that they also found a necromancer there who was delving into dark magics. That
I'm not
probably
gonna
should
lie.
Not
I'm
be.
Sorry, I missed that one.
That was good stuff.
And I believe he found the symbol of the Sigean Order on that guy's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That really hasn't been brought up, but that was a thing.
Maybe in future role-playing adventures.
So
hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod.
After they emerged, from said cave, Aziz stayed behind for a little while to do some more research, while Omar headed out because he was trying to pay back the debt to the Thieves Guild. In what was the name of the town again?
Steinstein.
Yes, thank you. That gift.
It was
a wonderful gift.
There's two families. Both of the last name is Stein. That both settled in the same spot. Only they spelled it differently. And they could never figure out, well, what do we call this place? How do we spell it? So they just basically married their sons and daughters to each other and called it both names.
Okay, so
it's a huge trading outpost.
So he headed off towards Steinstein to attempt to pay back the Thieves Guild the large debt that he owed them.
Lots of inbreeding.
In the process, there was some. He'd noticed it became unseasonably cold outside the cave. Like it was spring, and there was snow and ice, and it was unnaturally so. And so, as luck would have it, he managed stumbling through the snow to find himself in the midst of a caravan. Of people. This caravan of people also had Galadir.
Yep.
Who are you, Galadir?
I am the wizard. I have sharp eyes, styled hair, worn robes, and a thin body.
We're all pretty little people.
I think really that's all I want to give.
He's a wizard. Also traveling in this grouping was a paladin by the name of
Hadrian. I'm Hadrian. I've got very fiery eyes, a worn holy symbol on my chest, which looks something like this, which is the holy symbol of Zuthena, who I worship. Now, I don't want anybody to be intimidated because they think I'm better than you just because, you know, I am.
He is also woefully misinformed about the world.
Oh, yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that, and you have promised me that we're going to sit down and talk. I am currently on a quest to defend this town, which I'm not even sure what that is.
Steinstein.
We're still in Steinstein.
We're in Steinstein. We haven't gotten very far.
I thought you were just stuttering.
Nope.
And I'm going to defend it from some infernal machine that Galadier has drugged me on a quest to find.
Indeed he has. So, as they ran into these two in the caravan, nearby there was also adventurers that were venturing into an ice cave. Those adventurers included...
Me!
A cleric.
No.
Wrong person. A cleric by the name of...
Wesley.
Wesley, who worships what god?
Crusher. Oh, I just called it Scorn.
Scorn, the god of what?
Pretty much the god of natural... it's healing and restoration, or called natural selection.
Right, because you believe in healing, but you also get divine in sacrificing.
Blood sacrifice.
So yeah, so we decided, yeah, he's the god of natural selection. He calls the weak and heals the strong, is what we decided that he does. So...
As overall, he kind of looks clerky. He's bald, wearing common robes.
He's a human, right?
And he's a human, so...
But he carries a staff with infused with dwarven runes.
Dwarven runes, yeah.
I have a question. Where did you get that staff, Wesley?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. You should probably think about it, though, because that's going to be a thing that might have to be explored later.
Well, okay, let me tell you. I was on mission from Scorn here.
Sounds like a...
That led me into some back alleys of Steinstein, because I've visited it before.
Oh, you've been here before, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, do tell.
We've heard about these back alleys, I think.
Yeah, I think you were built into one of them.
Hey!
Was it unbelievably dark in that alley? I think somebody was doing something about that.
Yeah, should we get these lights fixed?
So at this time, really I saw a band of dwarves. And of course, as a cleric, I think these dwarves, you know, I try to turn them into my deity, of course, you know, but I don't tell them about this extra little darker piece. But I say, hey, I worship Scorn, the healing and restoration. And of course, when you're in back alleys, how healthy can a band of dwarves be? So as I pull them into a chapel, we did our deed, or
kind of
natural selection thing. And... I happened to find this in one of their packs. So I decided.
So you acquired it by natural selection. That's great.
So I looted this.
Is your last name Darwin?
Wesley Darwin.
I thought it was Crusher.
Oh, that's his deity.
Wesley's
Crusher.
Okay, that is definitely something that's coming back for later. Thank you. I needed that.
Thank you for the knowledge.
Also traveling with Wesley through this ice cave was a ranger by the name of... Lanith. And she is most remarkable, it seems, at least according to everybody else, as you heard, for her donkey named Samson.
Is it a mule?
As a mule, sorry.
Yeah, don't call him a donkey. He'll whoop you.
He is a vicious, ferocious mule.
Savage.
This mule, I think, has killed more people than anyone else in this game. To be truth.
He's not kidding.
Right, that is not an exaggeration.
Samson is a horrible
destroyer.
What does Lanith look like?
She has wild eyes with wild hair, traveling clothes, so she kind of looks ordinary, but she has a wild body.
Yeah, I went to college with that shit.
Wild.
What about Samson?
Just Samson. Bloody hooves and...
Samson just looks at
it's
all
hard
of you.
Being
bloody hooves and coal black eyes that stare through you like that.
That, you know.
Eyes that make you question your own mortality. Yep.
Eyes that look at you as though you're already dead.
You are just meat.
And if you're in the same room, you probably are.
It's possible. So, all right, so they were exploring an ice cave and with a couple of other stout warriors. We're able to thwart a certain elf attempting to acquire some things for his boss. After exploring the caves, they also found themselves meeting up at the caravan with the rest of our heroes as the ice creatures attacked them. After fending them off, everybody sort of holed up for the night with the caravan, and then the next day they all went their separate ways. In this case, that meant Omar heading south to the city, along with Galadriel and Hadrian.
No,
yeah. Hadrian was.
Oh no,
the quest.
That's right. You went north.
Yeah, Hadrian was the linchpin of the quest, going north to discover what was up with the unnatural winter being visited upon the area.
That was my first quest.
Yep. And so Hadrian went north along with Wesley and Lanith.
That's the unfinished quest.
No, he finished
that quest. Okay. Right before I blinked them back.
Right. So they were able to defeat a evil wizard who was attempting to bring eternal winter to the Northland. They were able to bring him down, destroy him, and as soon as they did that, other things were happening in the city. So, flashback to the city. The group that went straight to Steinstein, Omar, went and attempted to pay off his debt. When he did, he discovered some interesting things had happened to his old thieves' guild, namely that there was a new guy in charge that he'd never heard of, but of Shara Epslin. He's not sure he likes that guy. In fact, he's pretty sure he hates that guy, but...
I'm pretty sure as I hates him.
But, being offered a chance to have your debts paid in full... Omar agreed to get an amulet for him out of a room. Unbeknownst to some of our other friends, they were used as a distraction for this same operation. So perfect. So great. He started a bar brawl at the appointed time.
And ended the bar brawl.
Oh, he did. with reckless abandon. By the end of that night, as things settled out, there was some crazy bat creatures that were killed by Aziz and transformed back into humans. We're not sure what that was all about.
Oh yeah, the bats and the owls doing battle in the air.
There's an aerial battle happening during this whole thing.
As I scuttled up the wall.
It was insanity. We know that Galadriel has found himself, he was abducted by the members of the Stygian Order who have informed him that they are here to attempt to destroy this relic that the Thieves Guild is putting to evil use beneath the city. At the same time, one of our friends who is not present found himself working for the opposing Thieves Guild in town, and I'm sure that can't go badly at all for him, especially given the fact that they're werewolves. But anyway, that's not going to get touched tonight, because he's not here.
I must have missed something in there, because I don't remember any of it.
No, that was like the first 30 minutes of last session, and then he literally sat there the whole time and I never got back to him. I actually felt really bad, he got to do very little last session.
He got that shield though.
He picked up his shield. Like he went shopping and he found out that the people he was working for were werewolves, and that was it. He didn't actually get to do anything, but he found out a lot.
I did plenty.
Right. Your group, like we said, is planning to break into the Thieves Guild and attempt to destroy this luck engine, which is apparently a device.
Yeah. Or are we?
Maybe
is a device that is apparently the Thieves Guild uses it to influence the luck of people in the gambling hall, thus making them less lucky than they should be. There have been several deaths recently in the city, unexplained by weird coincidences, people getting final destinationed around town by really weird happenings. And so these people, the Stygian Order, believes that it is because the luck engine is beginning to malfunction, and so they need to destroy it and or shut it down to save the city. Oh, by the way, Galadriel, while outside trying to poop in the woods... Got killed by wolves, and got offered a deal by death. He got allowed to come back. However, death has told him that he needs to prevent the destruction of something. Death will point out that thing when the time comes.
And everybody's pointed out.
Everybody's pretty afraid that it's the engine. I don't think you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, you found that out for sure? Okay.
You have it. I've got it.
We wrote that down.
Prevent destruction of the engine. Don't let the engine be destroyed.
Okay, so never mind. So you have apparently done something to ascertain that, yes, that is what you... Oh, that's right, you had like a vision. That's right, now I remember. So deciding that... Galadir decided that he needed some backup. So since he decided he needed some backup he could trust, he performed a... Shush, dog. He performed a ritual that summoned to his side into the city Hadrian, Lilith, no, not Lilith, Lammoth, and Wesley. They were literally just at the moment of victory at the top of the tower when suddenly their world blinked. They were all hurt marginally, but they came out the other side okay.
Wesley Jenkins.
I wasn't very happy because I hadn't got to look for anything yet.
Yeah.
Galadir, dang it.
Yeah, you hadn't looted it. You hadn't looted the place yet before you got yanked.
I really like Steinstein.
Meanwhile...
He's a good place.
Good place. A friendly...
Okay, he's still here. Yeah, I'm here. You know me. I've been here twice already.
You right there?
Come here, buddy.
Yeah, I think I had hair went down my throat.
My bad.
Weirdo. All right. So, meanwhile, Omar and Aziz decided that they were getting a little bored with pedestrian affairs, and so they were going to go rob a house, because that's what Omar does. So, Omar goes to rob a house. He cases a joint. He thinks it looks pretty swank. Doesn't look like there's anybody home. Easy hit. When he gets inside, that was when he discovers that not only is the place occupied, but it is occupied by a dwarf by the name of Valen, who was the dwarf that he broke into the room of and stole the amulet from. Though he has now found out from Valen that the amulet that he stole and gave to Jara Evselyn was actually a fake. It was not the true amulet. The amulet, it turns out, is the key to operate the luck engine. Now, the one that Jara has is a fake, but it's still a functional fake. It's a replica. It's not as powerful as the real amulet. The dwarf has the real amulet. The dwarf is currently holed up in this abandoned house with a guy by the name of Cypress, who's also a former member of the guild, who was very high up in the guild before Jara took over. Cypress, not very happy about being displaced, because Cypress fought against Jara when he came in and was hence cast out. He also knows that there's something fishy about Jara. Like, he has some creepy friends. Like, he thinks he's a vampire.
Vampires and werewolves.
That's
pretty promising, yeah.
Vampires and werewolves and ninjas. Oh my!
No, Cypress thinks that Jara is a vampire.
Ah.
It has not been confirmed, yes or no, but that's what Cypress
didn't
know. Right, that's what Cypress believes, and so we're inclined to go with that for the time being. So, as it stands, it is the morning. Tonight is the night that your friends apparently have an inn to get into. The guild, and attempt to do something to the engine with the Sigean Order. Him, her, and him. Something I realize on a recording, that's really crappy. Great internet radio! So, alright. So, Galadir, the wizard, is with Throndor, who is now the leader of the Sigean Order after his boss...
met an unfortunate end?
Alivair. Alivair was the leader of the Order until an unfortunate incident with a ranger and a bow under the influence of an evil wizard.
Hey, wait, that was the thing we left out. Evil wizard part.
Oh, did we not mention that?
You seem kind of like the hitman of this story.
No,
he's the pot stirrer of the story.
The evil bastard.
So
I am. And the best part of it is, none of the characters know.
Right. No one is aware of his evilness. Even the paladin who could at any time decide to find out.
One of my bonds. Oh, no, never mind. I was thinking that I had him down as the one that has stood by me in battle and can be trusted completely.
No.
That's Omar, which is just as good.
Good, because trusting Omar couldn't possibly end badly either.
It hasn't for anyone yet. Wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more.
So, not as good to a
Cypress,
blind man.
You and Valen, because Valen is a dwarf, and this luck engine is an old dwarven artifact. Valen and Cypress want to break in, or at least this was their original thought. They want to break in and prevent the use of...
Who's Valen?
Valen is an NPC.
Okay.
Valen is the dwarf. Who has currently the amulet that is the actual amulet that belongs with the luck engine. His goal is to somehow deactivate, break, and or seal off the luck engine so no one can get to use it. So right now we essentially have two groups, both with the same basic idea of what they want to accomplish, going towards the Thieves Guild from separate directions.
Okay.
So... tonight was their planned attempt to get in, to infiltrate. You guys will have to plot about that, and so I'm sure nothing will be, you know, made obsolete by anything that happens in the meantime.
Did I cast a spell on Thorndor?
Throndor? I don't know. Did you cast a spell on Throndor? I don't have any notes about a spell on Throndor.
I can't remember if I charm personed him or if I just gave him a look that was like, don't.
Yeah, I think you just kind of went.
No, I think there was a spell. I thought maybe I
charm personed him.
But what was the effect?
No, you charm personed her and had her whack.
I thought I telepathied her and had her whack him.
Yeah, he did telepathy her. He didn't mind control.
I think you mind controlled the butt or the ass, didn't you?
The butt. What?
I forgot the kids had left, so yeah, I can do that thing again.
I think that I did charm person on Throndor, so that I touched him, and then I casted it, and he trusts me as a friend until he takes damage or I prove otherwise.
I think I remember that you did that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Sounds legit.
Oh, that explains why he hasn't killed you yet. Okay, good.
Kill me.
I'm a PC. Hey, tell that to the dogs in the woods.
Tell that to the poop patrol.
Come on now. That was unfortunate rolling on me.
Does a wizard shit my woods? No, it doesn't.
No, not in this woods.
All right, so.
Nice. Huh. Well played, sir. Well played.
So now into this milieu, we need to throw a bard by the name of...
Seraphine.
He should sing the girl? the analogs of our
songs of our victory.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, then I'll take.
He's Ewan McGregor on Moulin Rouge.
So at this point, do you see any obvious openings that you could potentially jump into? Either being hooked in, perhaps with the Sigian Order group, or
I'd say, is he the person overseeing our?
Me?
Our safe house? Yeah. Or something?
So, any bright ideas come to you as you hear this whole convoluted backstory of where you might work into this, or do we want to just start and see if you can find an opening?
Start and see if I can find an opening.
Right. Okay, we can certainly do that. I just want to make sure.
Entertain in casinos sometimes.
It's true, and they're often kind of
what's the
yeah, that's right. We're going into the Thieves Guild. Surely we can run into him once we get inside.
Yeah.
What's the inn called that we're all at currently?
He's playing the Grey Room.
We're all kind of.
We're not all at an inn.
Where are we?
We were at the Royal Fork, we are not any longer at the Royal Fork because we got attacked.
We're not eating there.
Yeah. We got attacked, and then we got taken to the safe house or something.
Yes.
Throndor took you guys to a safe house.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is provided by Idle Exhibit.